This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Greg Kim. Alaska has its second and third confirmed cases of COVID-19 as two Fairbanks residents tested positive yesterday for the novel coronavirus-caused illness. Fairbanks Memorial Hospital and the state announced last night that the patient's two older men are doing okay and have self-quarantined. Speaking via teleconference, Alaska's chief medical officer, Dr. Ann Zink, said both men recently traveled outside the state, and it's believed that's where they picked up the virus.
They had both been in the lower 48 and places that we saw sustained ongoing community-community transmission and had returned to Alaska within that time.
Zink says the men were in Alaska while contagious and that the state is in process of trying to determine where they went and who they had contact with. Dr. Zink says individuals thought to have had contact with the patients will be notified and the general public made aware of what locations, like restaurants and stores, the two men visited while contagious. Zink said over 250 coronavirus tests had been processed as of late Monday, including the two Fairbanks positives and another positive last week in Anchorage. State officials said during a press conference last night they're taking steps to mitigate an outbreak. All state-owned museums and libraries will be shut down until March 31st. Students at residential boarding schools will be sent home by March 27th, and Governor Dunleavy is signing a bill to allow health insurance companies to cover telehealth.
Anyone with flu-like symptoms utilize telehealth benefits before overloading the healthcare system, especially our emergency rooms.
Meanwhile, off-road communities are figuring out how to prepare for an outbreak with limited access to water and lack of housing. State Chief Medical Officer Ann Zink says state officials have reached out to the Alaska Federation of Natives and Native Corporations to coordinate a response that begins with local organizations.
And so what we're doing is staging and getting ready to be able to move supplies as needed.
Meanwhile, state officials are vague on the number of test kits available to test for COVID-19 and the number of ventilators and ICU beds available in Alaska hospitals. Zink says those numbers continually shift, but acknowledge that the current infrastructure is limited. The Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation has partnered with a private lab out of state to test for COVID-19, and the results can take up to 5 days. In Anchorage, Mayor Ethan Berkowitz has banned dine-in service for food and drinks at restaurants, bars, and breweries to prevent the spread of the coronavirus. The order he issued yesterday also closes gyms, bingo halls, and theaters, and it bans gatherings of more than 50 people. The ban does not apply to grocery stores. The order went into effect Monday at 5 p.m. and lasts until the end of March. Restaurants are not completely shut down. They can still provide to-go, pickup, drive-through, and delivery orders. Next, in local transportation. Bethel's largest cab company, Cusco Cab, is continuing to transport customers around town, though some drivers have decided to stop working. Company co-owner Naeem Shabani says drivers are being asked to use their own discretion whether to continue driving amid the coronavirus pandemic. As of Monday, Shabani says four of Cusco Cab's 33 drivers have parked their cabs indefinitely. Shabani said, quote, "As this develops, we're going to keep a close eye on it. Any changes would likely be made in phases. A lot of the drivers are older, which unfortunately is a scare of this going forward, but the virus has not been confirmed in the region," end quote. Most Cusco cab drivers are between ages 40 and 60. The older a person is, the more severe the virus's symptoms become. Shabani says drivers own their vehicles and are supposed to keep their cabs as clean as they can, though there are no current sanitation policies. He says, quote, "If you're not feeling good, stay home," end quote. Shabani also co-owns another business in Bethel, marijuana store Cusco Kush. He says the store is keeping regular business hours and employees are encouraged to use hand sanitizer after each transaction and to wash their hands often. He says they would take another look at their practices if they hear the virus is spreading in the region. There are no confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta and 3 confirmed cases in Alaska. Next, an Iditarod update. He's not in Nome yet, but Thomas Warner had a huge lead when he arrived in White Mountain at 6 this morning with a team of 12 dogs to begin the last mandatory 8-hour rest in the Iditarod sled dog race. Warner started his run around Norton Sound and Unalakleet with a 5-hour lead, and it has not shrunk. He left Elam 5 hours ahead of Mitch Seavey, who is leading the chase pack. Warner can get back on the trail this afternoon at 2. He's expected to cross the finish line in Nome Wednesday morning. 2 Bethel teams are both making their way around Norton Sound today. Pete Kaiser is on the way to Elam with 9 sled dogs. Jessica Klaika and her team of 11 dogs are in Shaktulik, resting before they run across the ice to Koyuk. 2 more mushers have scratched from the race. Aaron Peck joined Richie Deal, dropping out of the run to Nome at Norton Sound. Larry Daugherty left the trail in Caltag. 48 teams remain in the race. Next, in health recommendations. The State Department of Health and Social Services issued new recommendations Sunday for travelers returning to Alaska. The travel guidelines are meant to reduce the spread of the coronavirus within the state. Travelers returning from countries with widespread outbreak of COVID-19 are considered higher risk. These countries are China, Iran, South Korea, and European countries. For 14 days after returning to Alaska from these countries, travelers are asked to stay at home and avoid contact with other people in the household, and to contact their employer and not go to work or school for those 14 days. Travelers returning from outside Alaska, including other areas of the United States, are considered medium risk and are also asked to take precautions during the 14 days after their return to the state. These precautions include talking to your employer about your work situation before returning to work, minimizing contact with people as much as possible, and practicing social distancing. If you cannot safely distance yourself from others, this may mean not going to work or school, especially for travelers returning from areas like Seattle, where community transmission is occurring. Both higher and medium risk travelers are asked to observe their condition by taking their temperature with a thermometer twice a day to monitor for fever. They're also asked to watch for cough or breathing difficulty. People who get sick with a fever of over 100 degrees, develop a cough, or experience shortness of breath are asked to call their health care provider. Returning travelers who seek medical care for other health reasons are asked to call their doctor ahead of their visit and tell them about their recent travel. All returning travelers are also asked to keep a 6-foot distance from others, avoid crowded places, limit public activities, and avoid mass transportation. Those are the state-issued public health guidelines as of Sunday. Next, in education. Despite classes being canceled because of COVID-19, YK Delta schools are providing meals for their students. The Lower Kuskokwim School District will be offering breakfast and lunch to students in all schools. The Lower Yukon School District will also provide lunches. At LKSD, the student themselves or a delegate for the student can pick up their meals from the school that they attend. Schools in Bethel have staggered pickup times for different grades. For example, 3rd and 4th graders can pick up their breakfast and lunch from Gladys Jung Elementary School between 11 a.m. and noon, while 5th and 6th graders can come between noon and 1. The full schedule for all Bethel schools is available on Gladys Jung Elementary's website. Superintendent Dan Walker said he doesn't know the specific times meals will be provided at village schools and that each site will be different. Walker says the district is recommending students practice social distancing and common sense to keep safe distances from each other when they pick up their meals. LKSD's website says to stay at least 6 feet from each other. Walker also said the teachers and staff who are working at school have been issued guidance to avoid interaction with the students. The cafeterias will remain closed, so students are to pick up their meals and take them home. LYSD Superintendent Hannibal Anderson says that their school district is also offering lunches on a split schedule to reduce the number of students being served lunch at the same time. Schedules are determined by each school. LYSD did not have a spring break, so Anderson is not concerned about teachers and staff returning from out of state. And finally, the community meeting on Bethel's hauled water and sewer services has been postponed. City Councilmember Alyssa Leary had wanted to hear residents' concerns and ideas about the city's hauled utilities. However, she said she could not in good conscience gather a group of people during this time as many other events are being canceled due to the novel coronavirus. Thank you for listening to KYUK News. Please send any news tips to news@kyuk.org and stay tuned for News Yukdun coming up.